Dana Manufacturing. John.
Hey, John. It's Nico here with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, look, I probably don't remember, but we spoke back in June about some working capital equipment financing. You said that you guys were kind of flat at the moment. You know, nothing was really happening. You said just kind of check back in once a quarter. So that's kind of what I'm doing, you know, seeing how business has been, seeing if anything's come up, which we might be able to help out.
Yeah, it's still pretty flat.
I mean, okay.
I mean, we're not hurting, but it's just not flat. It's just not doing anything.
Okay, is that kind of like the same sentiment with the entire industry, or is it just
in my area, Northern California, yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but we're down here in San Diego, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're not too far off, but yeah, so are you guys doing anything differently to kind of like offset the, I guess, you know, that flatness that comes with the industry?
Yeah, we're doing a few things, but it's just, like I said, it's still flat. I mean, we're filling in the blanks.
So right, it's not. It's not like, you know, you're not busy or anything. It's just staying the same level, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know you had said that you weren't looking to bring on any type of equipment because it doesn't really help
right now.
Yeah. So quick question here, John. I don't know if you remember from last time, but when we were speaking, do you happen to run into any type of like cash flow problems with you know, your customers who come to you looking to do the payments, like those net 60, net 90 type deals? Does that ever happen with you?
I do not. I don't do business with people that can't pay.
Okay. No, that's good to know. Because the division of the bank that I work in, we specialize in helping machine shops do this type of financing, whether it's a working capital or equipment financing. And a lot of the times, I try and, you know, see what happens. And a lot of times, this is the type of situation that does happen where they have to take the job that is a net 60 or net 90. And what does occur is, you know, they kind of get strapped for cash, you know, the cash flow is a little low, and what happens is we kind of customize a program that fits them, and usually it's the working capital program that fits those types of particular instances, right, so that you can have the money on hand to, you know, pay for everything, so you're not waiting to get paid from them, you know, so it doesn't slow down the business, doesn't hurt them at all. Does that sound like something that you could do right now? Like I said, we have you pre-approved for $250,000, so if you had that type of money, you know, in your accounts right now, is there something that you could use it for?
Yeah, it wouldn't help me at all.
Wouldn't help you at all?
No.
And no type of marketing, nothing like that, renovations kind of used for the business?
No, I got plenty of money in the bank, and we're just holding tight right now until this election thing's done.
Right, yeah. Did you happen to see the debate last night?
The what?
The debate?
That was a debate? Is that what you call that?
Was it? I don't know. I don't think it was. It was more like a mix-up.
Yeah, I saw it for about 15 minutes, and I couldn't stand it. So
I started laughing partially way into it because it was just a little too, I guess, you know, over the top, a little dragged out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, one of the things that was brought up, though, just you know, to kind of tell you what had happened, just a quick thing, was a lot of them were talking about manufacturing. And, you know, how they're trying to bring those types of jobs back into the States. So, you know, if either one of them gets elected and that's the type of thing that they're trying to do, hopefully things start picking back up for you guys. And, you know, if you're looking to bring on equipment or if you need extra money, that's kind of where we step in. And right. I do have your email already on hand, so I'm just going to shoot you a quick note just to kind of jog your memory of, like, what we have to offer and, you know, kind of, you know, see if anything does come up on your end, just feel free to give me a call.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, John. You take care now.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye.